Welcome to episode 447 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show, we have a full table today, starting off with Michelle Scribner-McLean, who is a little under the weather. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Are you feeling a little low?
Under the weather. Yeah, yes. Sore throat.
Yes.
So I'm probably going to be the most silent of everyone. In fact, I can guarantee that I'm going to be the most silent.
Is that Chris dancing? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, Chris is
It's about
happy.
Time. I mean, what? Huh?
So here's my shout out, and it is Mike, lots of help, recently launched a Mickey Miles podcast gear site. So if you want to buy Mickey Miles podcast gear, Mike is going to put a link to where you can get that on the show, but there are a whole bunch of people who helped this happen, and they include they offered to help Steve Cantafio, Mitch Brennan, Jennifer Hall, Jennifer Teague von Hoffman, Robert Schultz, and Jill LaPearl all offered to help. Mitch Brennan was a special help, and let's not forget our own dear Chris Eliopoulos, who redid the artwork for us.
I hope we haven't forgotten anyone, but
we asked for help. Sometimes we get a little overwhelmed by all we have to do, and this time we were overwhelmed by all the people who jumped in and said, "We'll help."
It took a while to go through the different merchants who were going to help us, and what we decided was that the one that could provide us with the most economical merchandise, and it will be growing, and also who could help us with our quest to always help give kids the world. So please check it out. And
so a portion of every sale goes to Give Kids the World,
yes,
right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so we also want to go over. We want to go over to Chris Eliopoulos, who is going to give us a song of the day.
So this one is Sabotage by the Beastie Boys, which is a great, fun running song.
Yeah,
it's your favorite, right, Mike?
I do not have that on my favorite.
That's one of my favorites. That's next to Foo Fighting. Da, 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 da. No, no, that's
Foo Fighters, yep.
That's Kung Fu. Thanks, Chris.
So close, Mike. So close.
Goodness,
before I introduce our fourth member of our panel tonight, I want to give out my tip, and it involves the upcoming Walt Disney World Race Weekend, and it may be a little late in giving you this tip, but something to think about in the future, and that is that when you are going to a race weekend like January, in which you are going to run maybe one or two or three or four races, you should try to get to the site, be it Disneyland or be it Walt Disney World. Try to get there 48 hours before the race. And the reason for that is that I think it'll take you that amount of time to get acclimated to getting up early and going to bed early, because these races are so crowded that you need to get up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to make it to your corral. So think about future races, future trips that you want to get to Disneyland or Walt Disney World 2 days before your race. And with that, I am pleased as punch to introduce the fourth member of our panel tonight. It is none other than the one, the only, from MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, Becky Menken, where have you been, Becky?
That's a great question. It's great to be back with you guys, though. And what? Are you telling me that Chris and I are on the same show at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
I know. That there could be no good coming of this, really.
As long as you talk about cruises, we're fine.
Usually she's on another show, right?
Another short Jersey guy.
I
have surrounded myself with short Jersey guys. That's just what it's what's come down to.
Is that going
to
be the name of your biography?
Short Jersey guys.
Me and the short Jersey guys.
Some people like short Jersey guys. Some people like short Jersey guys.
Sing it, Mike.
That's from my song. That's from my Beastie Boys album.
Thank you, Sabotage. That's Star Trek, by the way.
Star Trek.
Was in Star Trek as well.
With the cute, the cute
kid driving the car, and
yum.
Anyway, he was a kid when he was driving that car, but okay.
Yeah, well, and then in the second one, because they played it at the.
I know.
Yeah. All right, I'm a nerd. I get it. All right. I know.
As we start to close out, I believe this is the last show of 2000. Well, it's one of the last shows, if not the last show of 2016, and we are bidding farewell to 2016, and lest we say good riddance 2016. We thought we'd have some fun, and we'd talk about...
as opposed to the other shows.
As opposed to the other shows. what we want to do is, you know, when you think about what's going to happen in the next year, you say, gee, you know, I really want to have fun. I want to do this. I want to do that.
I can only go up from here.
Resolutions. Sorry. Yeah, we're going to leave this year behind us, and we're going to start off with a bang. So why not start off with a bang and think about the most decadent trip you could take, Disney trip you could take, spoiling yourself because you work hard, you know, you play hard, and it's time to enjoy yourself and pamper yourself. So Chris and Becky and Michelle and I are here to talk about, and who else but Becky Menken would be able to provide us with the most decadent ideas. So we're going to talk about how you can really, really spoil yourself at either Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Lines, or just any kind of Disney destination. So
I can't help myself, Chris. I just don't get you. The whole cruise issue, seriously.
Let's save those for the intervention show.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I can't help myself. Maybe that should be at the end of 2016 so we can get it over with and move on.
That's true. If you were going to go to, let's say, Walt Disney World, and you wanted to stay at a on the property, obviously, and you wanted to have the most luxurious stay ever, Becky, would you say the first thing you think about is concierge level?
Well, it really depends on personal taste, and that's where it gets to decadence or pampering yourself or spoiling yourself. Different people have different definitions of what that means. So it can be everywhere from the resort that you're staying in to taking a day and being at the spa or doing some of the things that that we can talk about that will maybe not be the most decadent thing, because you know, not all of us have the kind of money that a lot of the people that are running around there do have, but there's different ways at different price points to have the time of your life on your vacation. So if we started with resorts themselves, some people really enjoy little things like maybe having a little bit more room to move, or maybe having a place to really take in the view. So let's start with that first before we move up the scale. If you even had a difference between being at a moderate resort and then moving up to a deluxe resort, which gives you maybe a little bit more space, maybe a view that you can really take in. For example, if you had a theme park view at the Contemporary Resort, for example, where you've got a big, huge balcony and you can just sit out there and watch the fireworks from your balcony if you wanted to, if you had that theme park view. Ways to have room service brought to the room and sit out on the balcony, take in the fireworks, being in your pajamas if you want, if you don't want to be around a bunch of people and you just want to take it in with you and the person you love. That's a way to kind of elevate the experience.
Yeah, I think pampering is in the eye of the beholder, and whatever floats your boat.
Another example from a resort.
No boats.
Just gonna keep coming back.
No, I will say actually there's one boat. I would do the fireworks cruise, the little ship thing over out to go see Illuminations.
The little ship thing is that?
Yeah,
a
little
you
boat
said?
Thing, whatever it's called.
Boat thing.
That's about the most.
I don't know, Chris. There are people on that boat.
Yeah, but I can push them overboard easily. Plus, we get people that climb on board too, which is kind of crazy. But you know,
okay, that never happens.
So, Becky, if we were to go for all four resorts and then Disneyland, let's just say if we put you in charge of booking our vacation, and we wanted to be close to any one of those four parks or in Disneyland, where would you stay for Magic Kingdom? Let's start with that.
Magic Kingdom, again, that one comes, it's a lot of personal taste, and The rooms of the Contemporary are larger, and the balconies overlook directly over the park. So from that magical type of experience, the Contemporary is my favorite. However, a lot of people do enjoy the Grand Floridian, because there are a limited number of rooms that do kind of look at the park, the Magic Kingdom. And a lot of people enjoy the theming and other things that go on in the Grand Floridian, just being able to sit down in the lobby and listen to the music, taking in the sights, and just kind of the whole ambiance of that resort. Others really enjoy the Polynesian. However, for me personally, they kind of, the very large overwater bungalows kind of have killed off the really good views to me, where I used to really enjoy just being on the beach and watching the fireworks there.
Right.
Not as much of a fan. So I think for me personally, and for the friends that I'm talking to, for you guys, I think that having the large room, having the elevated view looking over the Magic Kingdom, the Contemporary kind of wins.
Yeah, I agree, Becky. I remember you and I were walking around when they were building those bungalows, and we were thinking, what is this going to do to the view? What is this going to do to a lot of other things? And then you think about Bay Lake Towers, and I think Bay Lake Towers, a theme park view, Magic Kingdom view at Bay Lake Towers may be what I would prefer too, Michelle.
So what about for Epcot, if you were going to, no holds barred, just get the most luxurious place if you want to stay around Epcot?
She already stays there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that that's going to be a debate between me and Chris, because I am a beach club gal, especially, I know. But after they did the renovations, the rooms are gorgeous.
Yeah, they
where before it was kind of like, well, it's the proximity to the park was a little bit better. But now the rooms are beautiful with the darker colors and the woods. And it's just a really nice blend. And I feel very comfortable there. And then it's easy shot walking into Epcot. So that's why I like Beach Club. I do still enjoy Yacht. Yacht Club is now under renovation itself. So I can't wait to see what those rooms are going to end up looking like. I did get a peek at one of the working rooms where they were still doing the design, so I kind of know what they're shooting for. But I don't know if that is going to end up being the end result. But Yacht Club is right up there. I just haven't finished all of the all the upgrades. And at that point, it might be a toss-up between the two. But Chris, I know
I will tell you why I like Yacht Club.
Okay.
There's too many kids running around in the beach club, and it's much quieter, sedate. It's got dark woods in the Yacht Club. Even when our kids were little, they preferred it over there because there was less hectic craziness going on in the lobby. So if you want a nice relaxing vacation, I prefer the Yacht Club.
And I think that's probably because of there's more of a corporate feel on the Yacht Club side, because that is where the convention side is.
Mm-hmm.
But the restaurant isn't right there in the lobby. I mean, there is one there, but it's not as crazy. Like you said, there's not enough as many families hit that one as they do over at Cape May.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Go ahead.
No, I said I love it. I mean, you know, if we're talking about going ultimate luxury, I think. I mean, that's part of the reason I'm not a big fan of cruises either. It's just there's just people everywhere. I can't stand that. It's all right. All right. I'm making a point.
Going to Walt Disney World is a good idea for a vacation.
But I can get away from them if I leave the parks and I go back to my hotel. It's quiet over there. And you know.
Can do the same thing on a ship. We are gonna have a ship debate eventually.
Fact, I
just know
be quiet
that. Anyway.
Or ship.
But at the end of the day, the three resorts that are over there, Yacht, Beach, and Boardwalk, are all fantastic deluxe resorts. They're all now being brought up to speed with the upgrades that are happening. And I think, again, for me, Yacht and Beach kind of edge out Boardwalk just because of the pool area, too. And some of the suites.
Best damn pool. Best damn pool.
So,
go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was just going to say that we're talking decadence, so take those two resorts, and they have some fantastic suites as well. And I love their concierge levels. They are pretty much amazing to be able to just stop in, grab something for breakfast really quick so you don't have to go down and be, so Chris doesn't have to go down and be with the huddled masses for breakfast.
Although sometimes they get the huddled masses up in that room there, but we never did the concierge level before, and for some reason they were having, I don't know, discounts or something, and Becky had gotten us into the concierge level this one time, and now, of course, we can't ever go back, so it's concierge all the way, but it's great. You know, you get up in the morning, they have coffee, they have, you know, breakfast foods for you. You don't have to run around and go to the restaurants, and, you know, it's there. You can bring it back to your room if you want to and eat away from the masses. They have stuff in the middle of the day for you. You come back at night, they have cocktails, wine, and beer for you. So, yeah, that's definitely the way to go.
And then you also have somebody there, too, that if you want a reservation, if you have questions about the park, right there in the elevator lobby, you've got concierge folks that are there to help you. So it takes a little bit more of the stress off, too, when you have people around to help you the entire time.
Yeah.
So when we move over to the studios and we're talking about a luxurious room for the studios, we're kind of looking back at Epcot and possibly Boardwalk, Becky, would you say?
I'm still with the same three. I would probably go Yacht for the studios. I don't think that Boardwalk is more luxurious at this point. It just, that would be closer for a walk, unless you really like the nightlife and you want to be close to there. But Boardwalk has some nicer rooms, some suites over there. They do have the garden double level suites that are kind of nice, but they don't have the best view. So I think I would still probably edge to Yacht, even for studios.
Wow. Interesting. Well, I know what I would like when it comes to Disney's Animal Kingdom, but I'm going to ask
Becky. We all know that one.
Yeah.
obviously, a Savannah view at Animal Kingdom Lodge is...
Nope.
To me,
it's not mine, but go ahead. No, go ahead.
No way! Yeah. Okay, wait. I think I know where you're going. For me... when I've been there on business and I've had a couple of days between groups or things that I had to do, the place that I ran away to relax was Animal Kingdom Lodge. And they do have nice suites there as well, but they have just standard Savannah View rooms that if you sit out on the balcony at night with your beverage or your wine or coffee in the morning and just watching the animals roam around, it is one of the most peaceful, relaxing, pampering feelings that I've had on property out of any of the resorts.
And that
I keep telling people, if it had a moving sidewalk from Animal Kingdom Lodge to Epcot, I would probably stay there all the time.
A few years back, I was fortunate to be the guest of Disney at a resort showcase, and they put me in a one-bedroom suite in Kidani Village. I was the third room from the lobby, and it was just the most unbelievable room I ever had. And like what you said, Becky, it was a Savannah room, and it was very, very quiet. Now, actually, Michelle, do you remember? I remember calling you and saying, can you hear this? And there was these sounds, and they were these baby zebras. And they were. It sounded like children, and you being... You were over Africa maybe 32 times, and you knew exactly what they were, and you were saying, you're near zebras? And I said, I don't know. I thought they were children, and it's just very, very decadent. I don't think you can go wrong, Becky. I think either Animal Kingdom the Animal Kingdom Lodge or Kidani, I don't think you can go wrong. I do think that the Kidani rooms may be a little bit more quiet than the Animal Kingdom rooms, depending upon, of course, where you are.
It's almost exactly like the Boardwalk Villas and the Boardwalk Inn. So to me, they're almost exactly the same, for the exception of the types of rooms that are available on both sides. But so when you said that you disagreed with me, I was going, wait a minute, what else? I thought you were going to go a different direction totally. But Kidani is the same for me. It's just, again, having the villas over there is a little bit different. But anywhere near Kidani or the Animal Kingdom Lodge for Savannah View, you can't go wrong. And I know a lot of people will book Animal Kingdom or Kidani and go, well, you know, I don't want to spend the extra money because I won't be in the room. But if you're really looking to just relax, spending that extra money to have the Savannah view is so worth it.
And you know, I would say it is worth it. And I might even do this. I would book up to a year in advance and book the room and say I want to guarantee I got a Savannah view. And, you know, every month or so, pay a night's stay. And so by the time I got there, it's all paid for, and I know I'm going to have a Savannah view, and it was the best room I've ever had.
Best. Yeah, and then kick it up a notch, and then stay at club level for that one, too. When you arrive, they hand you this beverage that's like beverage of happiness. It's an adult beverage of happiness, and you can just sit there and drink these wonderful... it's a mimosa of some sort, and I forget what's all in it, and I apologize, but it's one of, again, that club level is right up there with Beach and Yacht Club for me. Actually, I think that club level is a little bit higher than those two.
Wow. Interesting.
So Disneyland, you would do Grand Californian, I guess?
Wow. All right. Well, this one's interesting because, again, it comes down to the person who's staying there. Grand Californian is a beautiful resort, and it's the best location, and it's the easiest way to get into the parks, especially now with the security. The lines get a little bit long, so there's a huge benefit of staying at any of the Disney resorts because you can get that exclusive entrance into California Adventure. And on busy times, it will get you in there. It will get to Disneyland faster if you go through that exclusive entrance into California Adventure, clear the security there, and then walk across to Disneyland because the security lines get really large in what they still call Downtown Disney there. So I always get those confused. I look at it and go, Disney Springs? No, wrong park. Wrong side of the country. But... it does have that wonderful California feeling. Actually, it's more of a Northwest feeling for me because it is the Craftsman look and feel. But, and here's the but, they are also upgrading the rooms at Grand Californian over the next year, so it might be completely different after it's done. But there's something really special about the Disneyland Hotel.
Mm. Yes.
The rooms are much larger. They've got that, again, those dark colors, those blues and browns, and just really a great color palette, a relaxing color palette. And the headboard that sings to you, and you've got the fireworks that go off in the headboard. It just has that Disney magical feeling there that you really can't get at the other two resorts, in my opinion. And then again, to bump it up a little bit, to plus it, you stay concierge there, and you get the possibility of having that theme park view. So you're up high, you're overlooking Downtown Disney, you can see the Matterhorn in the background. You can still use the entrance through the Grand Californian if you're staying at the Disneyland Hotel. And their concierge level has a beautiful, the lounge has a beautiful view of the entire area as well. So to add on to that, they have these amazing themed suites in that tower. And the themed suites are, there's a honeymoon type Cinderella suite. There's a Mickey suite. There's a Big Thunder Mountain Railroad themed suite.
Oh, wow.
And they're all just amazingly crafted. Yeah, the Imagineers really had great input on how these rooms would function but still tell story. So I would say, dare I say, if you're really a Disney fan, you want to be part of that Disney magic, I would say probably Disneyland Hotel over the Grand Californian, stay concierge with a theme park view, or get into one of those suites.
Wow.
And rob a bank before you do that.
Well, that's for all of these suggestions.
Yeah, pretty much. I've got more that goes up that. You know, obviously, the more decadent things get, it's higher demand, it's more exclusive, then the higher the price tag.
Jeez. Join us next time as we continue our chat with Becky Menken of Mouse Fan Travel, MEI Travel, as we talk more about the luxurious Walt Disney World and Disneyland resorts. So for Becky Menken of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, for Chris Haleopoulos, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.